Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. How can that be a weapon? How can truth be a weapon? My loins girded about with truth. That's a weapon? What kind of a weapon, and how can I use that? You ever stop to think about that? What kind of a battle are we fighting? A spiritual battle. So what does truth have to do with fighting the enemy? Stop and think about this. Meditate on this just a minute. Let's go to another one. We're trying to figure out how truth's going to be one of our weapons, and then having the breastplate of righteousness. Now, having the righteousness of God, He being our righteousness, how can that possibly be a weapon that you can use against the enemy? Righteousness. You know, I mean, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Walking in peace, how in the world can peace be a weapon that you're going to use against the enemy? It's something to think about. Let's go on and see what the next. Let's go down a little further and see what some more of these are. Above all, taking the shield of faith. The shield of faith? I mean, we got this great big old shield out here, the shield of faith. How can that really be a weapon against the enemy? How do we use that? How does that protect us? Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Oh, the fiery darts of the wicked one. So he's out there shooting darts at you and me? And they're on fire? I've seen Eldon several times in my life take somebody who's got a tremendous problem in their side or their back, and I've seen him reach up and grab a hold. He just physically reached up and said, I'm fixing to take that fiery dart. Now that you've repented of your sins, I'm going to take that fiery dart of the devil, and I'm going to pull it out of you in the name of Jesus. And I've seen people get healed when he does that. I've seen pain go away when he does that. Yeah, that's exactly. Isn't that something? Right there, a few years ago, when Jack had his back trouble for a long time, and when he came in here and we talked about that, now he was a good Southern Baptist. I mean, he loved God with all his heart. But when he came here and heard this healing stuff taught, oh, this is a new one on you, wasn't it, Jack? It was a new one. But I told him his problem was because of sin. Ooh. And I said, what are you doing? He told me he was a businessman. And I said, well, you got some sin in your life. We need to find out what it is. Well, as I listed and named things, maybe I'm not quite doing this. Or I'm not. So he realized in a few minutes he had maybe more than one or two little sins that, you know, didn't line up with the word. So he was quick to repent. And so we pulled the fiery darts out of him. We prayed the prayer of faith for him. We laid hands on him. And I said, now, how do you feel? And he says, not any better. I said, all you got to do, it's done. All you got to do now is believe God and start walking out this door, go get in your car and praise Him all the way. And I said, I guarantee your back pain will go away. He didn't get to his car. He didn't get to his car. The pain went away and it ain't never come back. See, now, isn't that amazing? See, this is power that's available to us that I didn't know about a few years ago and you didn't know until just a few years ago. But now that you're getting a hold of it, Jack's learning how to pray by faith, seeing God answer his prayer like never before. Changed his life forever, hadn't it, Jack? Absolutely. He's learning his weapons. And take the shield of faith, and we will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, because you and me are in a battle every day. And so I'm going to tell you the truth. Fiery darts are going right through you and hitting somebody else on the other side. But they ain't hurting you. Do you know if God would open your and my eyes to the spiritual world and what's going on right here, most of us would have a massive heart attack. I mean, I'm serious. If we were to see the spiritual battle with the demons and these ghastly looking creatures that are here, that are shooting these fiery darts at us, it's kind of like that time that there was a man and his wife. They were really holy. They loved God. He was a pastor of a little church. And there was a little 13-year-old girl that they were casting demons out. And of course, this little girl had several diseases and afflictions. So there was a couple of doctors and nurses and whatever. And then one or two other pastors, several people in this room with this little 13-year-old girl. Well, this man was casting out demons out of this little girl. One of the first things that happened to her, she had all knotty, matted hair. You could not put a comb through it. It was awful. When he commanded that demon to come out of her, the little girl's hair just fell beautiful, silky, right in front of everybody's eyes. Somebody says, I don't believe that. Well, it's okay. You don't have to believe it. It happened. Believe me, it happened. And then they continued on all day long casting demons out of this little girl. And finally, 6 or 7 o'clock that afternoon, everybody's tired. So the things are changing. The men and women that are there are seeing this man and his wife cast out demons. The next day they come back and they're at it again. And they go about halfway through the day, and of course the man is getting tired a little bit, and he stops it. I got to rest a minute. And one of the other pastors said, I'll take over from here. I'll do it. I'll cast some demons out. So he looked over to the little girl and said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you, demon of hell, to come out of her right now in the name of Jesus. And the little girl just turned and looked at him and said, I don't have to obey you. You're sleeping with your church secretary. I don't have to obey you. You're sleeping with your church secretary. Do you think these demons know everything we're doing? They don't obey you if you're living in sin, and they know they don't have to obey you. And so they'll laugh at you. If you go to get into the deal of casting out demons, you got to realize that in this spiritual world, that's when a boy and a girl, young boy and young girl, or an old boy and an old girl, gets together and either in the back seat of a car or in a bedroom somewhere, I don't care how old they are, and they go to bed together, I'm going to tell you that if they're not married, the demons of hell are standing there watching what's going on, and Jesus is standing there watching what's going on. Now, if you knew Jesus was standing there watching what you were doing, would it change the way you done things? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, he's there. He knows everything you do. The demons of hell know everything you do. And they keep good records. Because who are we fighting against? Spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. These principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And they're there. Now then he says, but the shield of faith will quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. And then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now we got a sword, don't we? You know? Now, we don't call this our sword very often. Now, of course, Cheryl knows that I'm going to get in trouble someday. The other day, we were getting ready to go somewhere on an airplane, and had our bags all checked and all that stuff, and we go over there, and the guy says, you got any guns or anything else in those bags? I say, no. And so he takes our bags, and then I say, son, are you a Christian? Yes. I said, you a good Christian? You go to church? Yes. He said, then I'm going to tell you something. He said, what's that, sir? I had my hand under here, and I said, right under here, I got my nuclear bomb. And I pulled out. He said, that's a Bible. I said, I know, but it's a sword of the Spirit, and it's equivalent to a nuclear bomb. He said, get out of here. Now, is your Bible the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God? Is it a nuclear bomb? If you know what's in it, and you know how to use it, it'll get you delivered and healed, won't it, Jack? He'd had that problem for years. But I've seen many, many people in my life. I mean, Jack's not just one. Jack is one, all right, of the multitudes that I've seen God heal. You know? So we're fighting against an enemy. But here it says here that take all these things and let all these things be our weapons. Now, I've heard people say, you know, let me ask you this question. How are you going to put on these weapons? You're going to get up in the morning, you're going to say, well, I'm going to gird my loins with truth. I'm going to pick up my shield of faith. How many times have I heard people say that? Lots of times. But that's not the way you do this. These are not carnal weapons, are carnal things. They're not for your defense carnally. These are spiritual things. So then, how do you gird your loins about with truth? You tell the truth. By faith, you always tell the truth. When there's no lie in you, can the enemy attack you?
No.
Oh, but you tell one little bitty white lie. You've just taken the shield off. And now then, the enemy, the arrow, can hit you right there. What if you get out of peace? What if you start grumbling and complaining against somebody? What if you have a knockdown dragout with your spouse? I know none of y'all ever do that. Or with one of your children. You get hit. That's exactly right. When you step out of peace, you open a door. Now the fiery darts that couldn't hit you, they now hit you. And nobody likes it when those fiery darts hit you, do you? Let's see what the next verse says. Praying every once in a while. Oh, you got to watch these preachers. Man, these guys, they don't know how to read the Bible. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for how many saints? For all of us. Do we all need prayer? Oh, yeah. That's why Cheryl and I, we pray over each other regular. You know, we lay in bed sometimes and pray for people, for our government, everything. I mean, it's amazing, you know, that, but without prayer, what can you do without prayer? Nothing. Until you pray, ain't nothing can be done. After you pray, there ain't nothing impossible. When you pray in faith, nothing's impossible with God. So these are our weapons, and this is how we use them, praying. And then he says, and then pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now, let me ask you a question. What is the mystery of the gospel? What is it? Anybody have any words found? How about Colossians 1, 16 or 17? Let's go over there and see if I'm in the right place. I don't have that in my notes, but let's go from here. Let's go back over there and let's see what that says. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Instead of it being verse 17, it was 27. I was off a little bit. But what is the mystery of the gospel? Christ in us. So who's in us? The King. The King. I mean, with Him in us, we're not conquerors. We're more than a conqueror. We're not overcomers. We're more than an overcomer. You know, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. That don't leave a whole lot out, does it? So why don't we start believing that? Now then, after we talked about these weapons, and we're talking about who our enemy is, and what we're supposed to do about this, let's go and see what we're supposed to do with these weapons, because the Scripture clearly tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. Let's go to 2, and let's read this first in the NLT. Let's read 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 and 5 in the NLT, and let's see what it says.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Authority of the Believer, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.